The Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Nitzavim, Halakha Kaf Bet. Just to finish off the final four halachot here. In Parashat Nitzavim, Halakha Kaf Bet. Every day we say these words, so let's try to have this Kavanah. כשאומר זוכרנו לחיים יכוון להמשיך חיים לנשמה. When a person says זוכרנו לחיים, remember us for life, which means remember us to give us life, that's the plain meaning. So says the Ben Ish Chai, it's also brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Bet, that a person should have kavanah to draw forth Chayim Nitzchiyim, eternal life on his neshama, which means we're not only asking for physical life when we say Zochenu L'Chayim, we're asking for the life of our neshama, that it should live on forever. So remember that. When we say it next time in Mincha, Yechaven Lamshich Chayim Nitzchiyim, that word is added in the Kaf HaChaim, La Neshama. וכשאומר כותבנו בספר חיים, and then in the second phrase, when we say כותבנו בספר חיים, inscribe us in the book of life, יכוון להמשיך חיים לגוף. That's where we have in mind to draw forth, to ask from Hashem, life in the physical realm for our bodies. The Kaf HaChaim adds, חיים טובים וארוכים. That we should pray for a good and long life, for our physical life in this world. So, Zochrenu lechayim, melech hafetz b'chayim, we have in mind neshama. Kotvenu b'sefer chayim, lema'anach Elohim chayim, we have in mind the guf. Another kavana, v'yichaven, rosh zochrenu is zayin, v'asof mem. The first letter of this tefillah is zayin, zochrenu, and the last letter is mem. Kotvenu b'sefer lema'anach Elohim chayim. So now, Zayin and Mem, that's 47, says the Holy Ben Ish Chai, Mispar Havaya Ehye, that's the gematria of the two names of Yud Ke Vav Ke, that's 26, plus Ehye, which is 21. So, that comes 26 and 21, that comes out to 47. So in other words, when we're saying the tefillah of Zochrenu Lechayim, Melech Hafetz V'Chayim, Kotvenu B'Sefer Chayim, we are asking Hashem to use the koach of the Shem Havaya and the Shem Ehyeh, Shehem Chochma U'Bina, which represent the Sfirot, the top Sfirot in Keter, Chochma U'Bina. And we ask Hashem to give us life in this world and in the next world. Also, the Kaf HaChaim brings down that with the Kolel, it's 48. And that's why there are 48 letters in this tefillah of Zochrenu Lechayim. So just to see, even just, you know, touching upon these kavanot, we see how every word that is added, that is put into our tefillah, every letter is counted. There is a calculation, and there are very deep meanings that are rooted in the Olamot HaElyonim when we say these words. So we should say these words with reverence and with kavanah and begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zochrenu Lechayim Melech Hafetz B'Chayim. וכשאומר זוכר יצורה ברחמים לחיים. Now we come to the second edition, which is מי חמוך אב הרחמן, who is like you, Hashem, O compassionate Father. זוכר יצוריו ברחמים לחיים, who remembers his creatures, his creations, that's us, who remembers his creations, ברחמים לחיים, with mercy for life. So now, basically that's not a tefillah, that's a shevach. It's a praise. Who is like Hashem? Who is so compassionate? Hashem is so compassionate. It's everlasting. It's eternal. It's limitless. It's infinite. Hashem's compassion is just mind-boggling. It is without any end. And that's what we have to remember these days. I was just listening to a little clip of a shiur from the Yanuka HaKadosh Shalita, who says that these days we're supposed to just think about the Rachamim of Hashem. That has to be on our minds. You're walking the streets on Aseret Yemei Teshuva. What are you thinking about? You're thinking about Rachamana. You're thinking about Hashem is the merciful one. And by thinking about the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we draw forth the Midah of Rachamim upon us and upon the world. It's very important. These are the days of Rachamim. These are the days of Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim. Mi Chamocha Ava Rachaman Zocher Yetzurav Berachamim Lechaim. So says the Holy Ben Ish Chai, when Kesheomer Zocher Yetzurav Berachamim Lechaim, Yechaven Ze Al HaNeshamot. Here we have in mind the souls that departed from this world. The neshamot of people who passed away. Shezocher Otam Berachamav Lechaziram Lechaim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers them, He keeps them in His mind, there is a cheshbon, there is a timetable, where eventually they're going to come back to life. There's going to be Tchiyat HaMetim Lehachayotam Ba'olam Hazeh Besod Chazaratam Ba'Gilgul. And even before the ultimate resurrection of the dead, the ultimate time of Tchiyat HaMetim, there's also Chazara Ba'Gilgul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chances to the neshama to come back to this world to make a tikkun, to rectify something that was done in past lives. And so, Mi Chamocha Ava Rachaman, who is like you, Hashem, who is compassionate, Zocher Yetzurav Berachamim Lechaim, He remembers all the souls and He has them all in mind, Berachamim Lechaim, He brings them back to this world. Hen besod achzarat neshamatam begilgul, and ultimately v'tchiyat ametim, u'mize yitamet etzlenu inyan t'chiyat ametim. And with this thought, we gain more and more emunah in the concept of t'chiyat ametim. And so it fits in. Hare, where do we put michamucha v'rachaman? It's right there before we say the words v'ne'eman ata le'achayot metim baruch ata Hashem mechaye ametim. So that's well in within the context of this bracha. And so even though the pshat of the words, you know, the simple meaning without opening up the Ben Ish Chai, michamucha v'rachaman zocher yetzurav b'rachamim l'chaim, it means us, that Hashem, you remember us to give us life. But here we're learning the pnimiyut of the sentence, we're learning the deeper meaning, that it's referring even to the neshamot, that Hashem worries to take care of them and to remember them also, and to give them a chance, and also to bring them back ultimately, b'tchiyat ametim, so a Jew lives with the emunah of hisha'arut ha-nefesh. Some say hash'arat ha-nefesh. Hisha'arut ha-nefesh means the eternity of our neshama, the fact that our neshama is forever, and that even after we pass away, after 120, our neshama stays and goes to olam neshamot, and then even more than that, will be resurrected lechaye olamim in tchiyat ametim. So this is a emunah, this is a fact of emunah, a principle of faith that a Jew has to bring deeper and deeper into his mind. And these days, when we add more impetus into the bracha of Tchiyat HaMetim by saying, Michamocha Ava Rachaman Zocher Yetzurah Berachamim Lechaim, says the Ben Ish Chai, Mize Yitamet Etzlenu, it becomes even more truer in our hearts, the concept of Tchiyat HaMetim. Uchsheomer Hayom Harat Olam Im Kevanim Im Kavadim. When we said on Rosh Hashanah, today is the birthday of the world. Harat means the conception, the birthday of the world. Im kevanim, im kavadim. Whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us as His children or as His servants, right? So we ask for rachamim. We say it three times in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. We say it six times all in all. Katav Rabbeinu HaRashash, The Rashash says, the Rashash Rabbi Shalom Sharabi, the great, great Mekubal in the 1700s, in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, I always think to myself that in the time when the Hasidim had the Baal Shem Tov Zechuto Tegen Alenu, we had the Rashash Zechuto Tegen Alenu. And there are many similarities, I won't get into that right now, but many similarities between them. One was in Yemen, and one was, you know, in the Ukraine, that's the Baal Shem Tov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he bestowed upon us these holy neshamot. Katav Rabbeinu HaRashash, Kesheomer Ken, when we say on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Arat Olam, Kol Atzmotav Yochazemu Ra'at, a person should tremble. All his bones should tremble. Lechiv Kod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering him. Im Av Ani Ayechevodi, when we say Im Kevanim, please Hashem, have Rachmanut on us like Banim, like your children. So the Rashash says we should say that with the utmost reverence and humility, because Hashem could ask us, Im Av Ani, if I am your father, Ayechevodi, where were you? Where was my Kavod all the time? You're asking me to treat you like Banim. So there's a pasuk in Malachi that he is paraphrasing, Im Av Ani, if I am a father, then Ayechevodi. And Im Adonim Ani, we ask Hashem, we are like servants to you. If I am your master, Ayemorai, where was my fear all this time? Now, if the Rashash says that kol atzmotav yochazemu ra'ad, that we should tremble when we say that, so you understand that for us, how much more so. V'lachen yomru ze b'mitun v'shivron lev. Therefore, we should say it slowly and with a broken heart. And that's be'emet de minhag. When we say those words, hayom harat olam, there's a special tune for it. It's a slow tune, and everybody says it together. So there is a very big importance to those are key words that we say on the day of Rosh Hashanah. V'lachen haminhag, shegam b'chazara, omrim ze atzibur bekol ram, milevad ha-shaliach tzibur. And so the Ben Ish Chai says that that is indeed the minhag, that during the chazara, that's a part that everybody joins in with the Shaliach Tzibur and says, Hayom Harat Olam, Hayom Ya'amid Bemishpat Kol Yetzure Olam, Im Kevanim, Im Ka'avadim, Im Kevanim, Rachamenu, Kerachem Avalbanim, Im Ka'avadim, Menenu, Lecha Teluyot, Ad Shetotzi La'o Mishpatenu, Kadosh. Everybody says that together with the Chazan, even though we already said it in the Amidah Belachash. Halacha Kav Gimel, Benusach Yei Ratzon Shel Teilim Katuv, you'll find in the old Sfarim of Tehillim, so there is a printed tefillah that you say before reading Tehillim. And so there used to be a nusach, Hashem, we should merit to live 70 years, and im bigvurot, and if we have strength, 80 years. So now, says the Ben Ish Chai, ve'ech yomar ken hazaken sheshanav yoter mishmonim shana. Question number one, how can an old man who's already above 80 years old, who's more than 80 years old, how is he supposed to say that sentence? Baruch Hashem, he's even well beyond 80 years old. And there's another question, ve'od, afilu lo yigia adayin la'shivim, even if you didn't reach 70, lama yishal davar katsuv, since when should you ask a set amount of years? V'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu noten lo chayim yoter. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you more life than 70, than 80. So what kind of a tefillah is that? Al ken lo yomar ze anusach. So the Ben Ish Chai says, no, don't say that. Ela yomar kach. This is what you should say. V'nizke lechayim arukim tovim umtukanim. That we should be zoche to a long life, good, with goodness, and with all and with all good arrangement, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us everything that we need for a good and healthy long life. Chayim arukim. Bichlal, when you give a bracha to a friend, so you want to say you should have chayim tovim, so don't just say that. Say chayim arukim tovim umtukanim. That's a good phrase to remember by heart. If someone asks you to say a misha birach for someone, so don't refuse, never refuse the opportunity to give a bracha for another Jew. This is a very good nusach that the Ben Ish Chai has coined for us. It has everything in it. Chayim arukim tovim umtukanim. Beautiful. It has everything. Can't ask, I mean, you could ask for more, but that's beautiful. Ubenusach ze vaday yesh bo sod. Not only that, the Ben Ish Chai says, there's surely a sod of pnimiyut in those words, Shebo mevarchim et Kohen Gadol b'motzei Kippur b'tzeto l'shalom min haKodesh, because we find that that was the bracha that people would bless the Kohen Gadol on motzei Yom Kippur, when he would come out safe and sound and peaceful from the Kodesh, from the Kodesh HaKodashim. People would greet him, because that it didn't always work out, by the way. The Gemara in Masechet Yoma tells us that it wasn't always a happy end for the Kohen Gadol who entered the Kodesh HaKodashim. So when he did succeed in coming out safely, they gave him a special bracha. And the Ben Ish Chai says the bracha was that he should be zoche lechayim arukim tovim umtukanim. Kav dalet, alacha kav dalet, be'aseret yemei tshuva en osim hafsaka shel ta'anit. Ben Ish Chai talks about this like as if, you know, like he's talking to his friends, to people who do what he did. You know, what hafsaka shel ta'anit means? To fast a certain amount of days in a row. Now, I'm not talking about fasting and eating at night. I mean, you know, taking 2-3 days of totally fasting. Not eating, not in the day and not in the night. That's called hafsaka. That's a big thing. And the big tzaddikim used to do that from time to time. The Ben Ish Chai surely was one of them. And so, you know, he puts into his book of halachot instructions in regards to this such a type of minhag, as if we were waiting to hear, are we allowed to do it, not allowed to do it. So he tells us, Be'aseret yemei teshuva en osim hafsaka shel ta'anit. Ben Ish Chai says, Rabotai, please, just remember, in aseret yemei teshuva, don't do that. Don't do ta'aniyot of hafsaka, which means consecutive fasting. He says, because during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, it is not a good idea to fast in the night time also. In other words, you want to fast during the day. Some have the minhag to make, like, not just some Gedalia, but to fast, you know, certain days during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Okay, but not in the night time also. Why? Why is that? Now listen to this. Now this we could relate to a little bit more. He says, "Mipene shebiyamim elu ikar hatikun naasa al yedei achila ushtiya." Oh, wow! He says the main tikun during Aseret Yemei Teshuva is done through eating and drinking. I think we can handle that, right? Through eating and drinking, that's how we achieve the tikun of these days. Oh, wow! Which means to eat with the proper kavana, with the proper mindset. To eat with the proper brachot, to say the brachot rishonot and acharonot, to say them with kavanah. That's the main tikkun of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Velule, he says, listen to this statement of the Ben Ish Chai. Lule she'anachnu muchachim li'ta'anot bayom ba'avur tikkun avonotenu, lo hayinu mit'anim gam bayom. Were it not for the fact that we are so full of sins, that we have no choice but to fast, to take on some fasts in order to be metaken our sins, we wouldn't fast in the day either, he says. Because bipnimiyut pnimiyut hainyan, the tikkun of Aseret Yemei Teshuva is through eating. You see a big concept here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more interested in us eating than fasting. It's just that we have no choice. We're not on the level to achieve the tikkun or the amount or the level of tikkun that we need by our eating. It's a bigger nisayon to eat l'shem shamayim than to fast l'shem shamayim. It's much easier to fast l'shem shamayim. I mean, I think you'll agree. Because what other reason are you fasting for? So it's much easier to fast l'shem shamayim. Eating l'shem shamayim, ooh, that's a big tikkun. If we can be zochet to just, you know, accompany our other reasons for eating, to put together with those other thoughts a thought of l'shem shamayim, that would be great. That's already an accomplishment. So he says, ועתה שאנחנו מתענים ביום, אנחנו סומכים להשלים התיקון על ידי אכילה ושתייה שבלילה. So now that we fast during the day, so we can achieve the tikkun at night with eating and drinking. ולכן כתוב בספר, listen to this, very important tidbit for these days. It's written in Sefer Torah Lishma. That's the Ben Ish Chai's little Shelot U'Tshuvot Sefer, Torah Lishma. Shetzarich le'echol pat b'chol laila be'aseret yimei tshuva kedei levarech birkat hamazon. He says, during Aseret Yimei Tshuva, make sure to eat bread. Make sure to eat bread so that you bring yourself into the mitzvah Birkat HaMazon. How is that for people who always say, please tell me, is this mizonot? Is it mizonot? So just in order to get, you know, not have to wash. And okay, you just say mizonot and ala michya and finished. And here the Ben Ish Chai is telling us, no, no, to wash and to eat bread, you are bringing more zchuyot upon yourself. You're bringing yourself into the opportunity to do the mitzvah de'oraita of saying three brachot plus one bracha midrabanan of Birkat HaMazon. That's a big zechut. Says the Ben Ish Chai, don't miss out on that every day, at least once a day during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Shachar?
Did Ben Ish Chai said it at night, assuming that we were fasting
the day? Exactly. So if you're not fasting during the day, you could have you could do the Birkat HaMazon during the day, and that's also good. So for us, this is a very important thing to remember, that first of all, don't shy away from Birkat HaMazon. That's number one. And number two, when we do say Birkat HaMazon, say it a little bit better, you know. And so this should be a big zechut for us during these days. The last halakha of Parashat Nitzavim, halakha kafhei, kala shehi uvaala somchim al shulchan chamia v'chamota, ulekach v'kol hashana kula chamota totzi chala min ha'isa utevarech. Here's another variation of this concept of trying to look for opportunities to do a mitzvah that normally maybe we don't have the opportunity to during these days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, in order to be marbe bizchuyot. So he says, sometimes, especially in the olden times, you know, the daughter-in-law would eat always by in the home of her mother-in-law, or vice versa, son-in-law by his mother-in-law, and therefore, you know, who's making the bread? It's the mother-in-law or the mother. And so the daughter is not baking bread, so she usually doesn't have the opportunity to do the mitzvah of hafrashat challah on her own. It's being done for her by her mother or mother-in-law. So he says, although that's true throughout the year, hine be'aseret yemei teshuva tishtadel hakala likach ma'ot mibaala. The kala should try during aseret yemei teshuva to, you know, put aside some money, ותקנה בו קמח שיעור חלה, to purchase flour in the amount that requires הפרשת חלה, כדי שתקיים היא בעצמה הפרשת חלה בברכה, so that she herself should be מקיים למצווה והפרשת חלה, לפחות פעם אחת בשנה. At least once a year, during עשרת ימי תשובה, she does the מצווה והפרשת חלה, and that should be מרבה בזכויות, לחיים טובים, ארוכים ומתוקנים.